Max. Go. Eagle. Go. Ecom. Go. FAO. Go. ACO. Go. DPS. We're go. Inco. Go. Booster.
Go.
Surgeon. Go.
Okay, engine stop. Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Revolution Radio, it's 6 p.m. Eastern, and we welcome you to Victory of the Light with Robert Lime Potter Jr. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Star Family Agarthan neighbors, sentient beings from all dimensions in time and space, the psychedelic dolphin man, the man with a plan, a super soldier for the light, a legend in his own mind, a true healer with hands of light and a golden touch, the world's most sincere radio host, broadcasting from Earth inside the mothership to the galactic central sun. The voice of the resistance, his divine grace, Sri, Rob Potter.
Well, we seem to have lost Rob for there for the second. Rob, are you there with us? He seems to have dropped. Have you muted your mic? This is JP here, producing for Rob for the show tonight. He is on the line. We are on the air.
Yep, I'm sorry about that. We had a little
there you are
feedback issue here. I need just a bit. Is that a little better? Can you hear me?
There's good. Now we can hear you.
All right, I did my big lead in. I wanted to thank you all and welcome my producer JP there, who's helping us today. I have a very special guest. Welcome to Victory of the Light radio show on Revolution Radio with freedomslips.com and the captain, Nighthawk. Thank you for allowing me to be here. To remind you all, this is a listener-supported radio station. And if you like what you hear tonight, even $5 in the donation button will help us keep on the air. We have a lot of technical costs, and a lot of people donate their time for free. We're going to go right into my special guest today. Is my good friend and emissary of light, Cobra, who has a website which I'd kind of like you all to maybe look into and check it out. It's 2012portal.blogspot. And there you're going to be learning a lot of information about what is called the Galactic Codex and the event. And I've known Cobra from some time now, and I've been happy to do various activations with him around the planet. And we're going to be talking about several things today with Cobra. And just so for some of you who've never met him before, his voice is modulated. I had promised to be able to take questions live on the show, but the Resistance has asked that he not do that. So I have some prepared questions for him today. And we're going to talk a little bit about the coming changes on the planet, which is the entire thrust and the mission of your site, Cobra. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Could you tell us, I'd like to know, you know, first of all, maybe in your personal life, if you can share as much as you can, what inspired you in your personal life and your spiritual quest to bring you to the point before you launched the website? And maybe you can give people a little bit of history for who've never or coming new to the portal information. And we can also mention briefly that we have another website called Prepare for Change, which is to help people understand what's taking place at what's called the time of the event. And that site is prepareforchange.net, but we're having some language difficulties. We're trying to upgrade to beyond 20 languages, so we're not going to announce too much exactly about, we're going to go into details on another show about how people can navigate the site. But today I just want to give you a background to that site, and primarily to Cobra and his site, portal2012.blogspot. So, Cobra, if you could share with us, what inspired you, what in your early life led you to the spiritual realizations that brought you in contact with resistance?
I would not say spiritual realizations, because I never forgot. I was always keeping my connection I was always keeping my memory intact. So I always knew that I'm not coming from this planet, that I'm not a usual, I would say, I was never completely involved in this matrix on this planet. So it was not a spiritual awakening, it was more of a expansion of my consciousness, which happened in many different ways. First of all, I would say I was contacted with the Pleiadians. I had a physical experience with the Pleiadians. I will not go into details here. And that led me very shortly after that to my contact with the resistance movement. And that contact with the resistance movement then went on and off for quite some time. And it evolved into a quite deep cooperation. And that cooperation led to the moment when they said it's about time to go public with this. And this is where I started with this book.
Yeah, that's thank you very much. That's a lot of interesting information. I'm sure people, you know, I certainly have no problem and completely understand you wanting to remain anonymous. And that's a great explanation so people can get a little bit of background without getting too personal into your situation. Could you talk about, were there any other than the resistance movement and your contact with the Pleiadians, which I'm sure probably isn't on a daily basis, were there any particular spiritual teachings? Are the Vedas, the Bible, is there any particular spiritual teacher, past or present, that you resonated to as far as literature or spiritual teachings that you found resonated with you?
Okay, first I will say I had many deep personal spiritual experiences myself, and one of those experiences actually led me to a samadhi experience, and from that moment on I knew exactly who I am, and I did not need any external teachings. Of course, those external teachings were welcome, and I was actually a part of I would say the best mystery school on this planet, and that mystery school goes back to the time of Atlantis. And of course, those people who were teaching at mystery school had their own experiences and own direct link that goes all the way to the Ascended Masters. And the Ascended Masters are beings who have been incarnating on this planet for quite some time, and through their own effort have managed to reach the Ascended State. So I would say there are various teachings who have been made into books that come from the disciples of those ascending masters. But none of those teachings is 100% correct, because the only real connection is inside.
Yes, the words and languages always seem to limit it, and anytime the externalization of the divine relationship comes out, it seems to get fractured a little bit. I wanted to talk about, you know, without getting too deep into the situation on the planet, many people have asked me exactly where did it all begin? Where is all this darkness? This is a natural thing in the universe. And I've been told by my other teachers, Dr. Frank Stranges, Fred Bell, others, that most of the rest of the universe is extremely harmonious. And yet we are told about in the Urantia book, various books, J.J. Hurtak, there's Fred's talked about it, the Bible, the Mahabharata, these ancient texts talk about some type of fall or schism within the galaxy. And without going back 52 million years or whatever, if you could briefly explain a little bit about the misconception, I kind of call it like a virus. From what I understand, there was a positive intent to awaken matter to light, and a very powerful being got into a situation and he couldn't get out, and he made an appeal. It seems as though a lot of the, you know, the Bible would call it heaven, but a lot of a third of the angels, or the numbers are unknown, but a large portion of beings seem to follow this path. Was it a vibrational shift? Was it an exposure to some sort of thinking that became infected, or is it like kryptonite? Can you explain a little about the fall and what and that myth, how we reach this point of tension within the divine mind of the almighty perfection in the universe that has been the myth that has existed, and that we have now find ourselves in a negative space.
Okay, first of all, I would agree that the rest of the universe is a harmonious reality, and this is the only planet that is left to be liberated. So that's very good news. And now to explain the fall. The fall actually happened when one archangel got an idea that he would like to experience matter from the perspective of matter. And the only way this was possible is that he created a very sophisticated electromagnetic technology, and he subjected his consciousness to that technology, and that lowered his vibration so effectively that he couldn't come back. And he regretted his decision immediately, and when he realized that he cannot come back, he set traps to other angels to follow his path. And this was the creation of the dark forces, and this is, in all the ancient myths, it's called the fall. And this fall was not limited only to this planet. It has spread around the galaxy at a certain time in our past. And the light forces in the galaxy has been able to limit the contagion to a certain sector of the galaxy, and have been liberating planets from this contaminated area step by step, planet by planet, and now we're down to the last planet. And we're about to liberate this one, and this is the whole purpose of my work through my blog and through my various activities, to speed up and harmonize and accelerate the process of the liberation of this last planet.
Well, that's very interesting. That is exactly kind of the story that I've heard, and I find it fascinating. So there was actually a technology. Can you talk about how long ago this was, and approximately how many planets were involved? And it seems to be true there were some sort of galactic wars at some point that seemed to be going on, and I guess they're still going on this planet.
Okay, so this started about 7 million years ago. 7 million years ago is quite a long time, and at that point, a large sector of the galaxy was infected. There were millions upon millions of planets which were infected. And yes, after the light forces have decided to liberate the galaxy, this led to quite intense galactic wars. And yes, we have the last remnant of those galactic wars still on this planet right now, especially on the etheric plane. So there is a very intense purification of the etheric plane happening right now, when all the negative entities are being removed from the etheric plane. And this is the reason for all the intensity, the energetic intensity people are experiencing, and some people are literally going crazy because of those energetic influences.
So this is another interesting thing that it would be great for you to, I think, that people will find on a metaphysical level to clear up, because I've tried to explain my personal experiences in relationship, and of course those are limited, and we have our personal viewpoints and own experiences. But as I understand it, there are 7 different planes of existence, and yet these different dimensions all interplay even within the physical plane, but we're focused in some. So it seems as though that if you went to one planet, you would look physically and you would see nothing there. Yet if you were in a higher vibration, if you were attuned to the mental plane, there may be worlds where the primary life force on the planet is on the mental plane. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I would not go into details here, because to explain everything, I would need at least 1 hour.
So, yeah, I know we could go into a deep thing, but the point I wanted to make is that it seems as though this fall, and this is important for people to understand the reason that the event hasn't taken place, is I wanted to go a little the background of these non-material beings, these, I guess some people call them astral parasites, and these are actually kind of like the phenomena of the chupacabra, which literally, I guess, at certain points were forced onto the surface of the planet. Is that correct?
Yes, you might say that on the physical plane, below the surface of the planet, there were many beings that were not of the light, but they had been cleared in the last decade or so, I would say. I will not give exact dates, but they were removed, and they had to escape to the surface. And the last of those chupacabras were actually cleared in the beginning of this year from the surface of the planet.
Yeah, for some of you who are find this a little far out, there's ancient history in the 14th Society. Richard Shaver talks about the Diros and some of his explanations of Atlantis there. And so there seems to be this secondary non-material interference, as opposed to, we kind of think of the, you know, in the traditional or in the mind-controlled programmed ideas, that there's a bunch of people in a dark room smoking cigars and planning to overcome the planet. And on a certain level, it clearly seems that that's true. We've had reports from George Green. We all know about it. Everyone's talking about these criminals in the banking system, the world's political corrupt structure. And yet, behind the scenes, there's a principalities and powers which are called archons. Can you give us a little update, not on, we have these lower energies that are affecting people. Could you talk a little bit about the higher archons and some of these beings? I understand that they can hide even into the lower mental plane and into the higher astral plane. That's
not
my
anymore. No, not
difficult.
Anymore. No, not anymore. They
okay.
are contained on the etheric plane. They cannot move. If they move higher, they will be removed immediately.
So the compression of the light now is really reaching a very advanced phase now, where even these higher archons now are completely compressed down into the etheric plane of the physical. Is that correct?
Not only that. On the etheric plane, the only place they can hide are in the interdimensional wormholes. And the moment they step out of those wormholes, they are removed in less than an hour.
Wow. So, wow, those are the higher ones. And so the Galactic Federation is really picking up the pace behind the scenes here, preparing
yes.
the way for the event. That's amazing. Excuse me for asking, but what's it like for an archon in a wormhole? Is it a no-time space? What's happening?
It is similar if you are teleported with a teleportation chamber. It's the sensation is like being in a free fall. If you jump from a high height, you have that feeling of no gravity, that distinct sensation. It is very similar to be inside of that wormhole.
Right. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So the archons are definitely being compressed in the lower astral plane, and things are coming forward.
No, they don't
on the etheric plane now. It's not even on the astral. They're compressed into the etheric. Wow, yeah. That's tremendous progress. So let's just say someone's just come to the site, and of the Portal 2012, or even the Prepare for Change site, and they want to kind of understand what is the event. I know it's written down there for people, but you know, from the horse's mouth, from you, let's bring out the primary points of what is the event and what that means for humanity.
Okay, it is the moment of the breakthrough. I will explain briefly what the compression breakthrough is. You have light above the surface of the planet, you have light below the surface of the planet, and you have a thin layer around the surface of the planet, which is still still under the control of the dark forces. And as the light is progressing, it is squeezing all the darkness, so everything that is suppressed needs to come to the surface. And there will be a certain moment when the light from above and light from below meet in the middle, that's exactly on the surface of the planet. And that is the moment of the compression breakthrough. And that is the moment of the event. On the non-physical plane, this will mean the removal of all negative entities and a big energetic flash, like a wave of energy. And on the physical plane, it will be the reset of the financial system and the removal of the controlling forces, the cabal, the Illuminati, however you wish to call them. They will be removed from the positions of power, and they will no longer be able to control humanity.
Well, this is a tremendous positive thing for humanity. A lot of people, you know, I understand will have many questions and doubts about this type of thing. But one of the questions I get most often is how can all of this be coordinated? People are noticing there's so many things. We've had these series of false flags attacked. They've attacked you in the shopping centers now. They've attacked you when you're going to work. They have attacked you in the subways. They've done false flags at McDonald's. Now they're doing it inside naval bases. All of these continued MK Ultra sponsored mind control shootings, these are really the last desperate acts of the cabal to distract the people from what's taking place. Is that correct?
Yes. It's one of their distraction tactics, and it's not working.
Yeah, it seems as though that propaganda of fear and that tension that they're really try to create is really being stretched to the ultimate limit. And I guess what I'd like to ask you is, you know, in your heart of hearts, if there's anything that you could tell people that to calm them and assure them that all of this negativity is not a reason to live in fear and to, you know, react in a negative way, but to step forward into positions of responsibility and power and awareness, what would you say to people who just feel so despondent and hopeless to bring them into a positive space?
Okay, I will give a very simple advice. Start taking some action. Even if you're afraid, you can take action and you can go one step to overcome that fear, each day a little bit. And day by day, you will feel stronger and less afraid, and you will suddenly realize that those so-called dark forces have no power over you, that you are the one who has power in your life. And soon after that, you can find yourself in a position where you can start changing things on a global scale. This is my simple advice to everybody.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do. Even if these people are arrested, you know, there's going to be many changes after the event. A friend of mine I'm very close to right now is very deeply involved in trying to reverse the genetic, making their entire county genetically altered food free from Monsanto. It seems that the finances of these people are endless. They're put tremendous amounts of money into their agendas to move forward with control and domination affecting the genetics of the species. Can you talk about what will happen after the event and how soon can we expect to see some changes and what type of changes we'll expect after, let's say, after the arrests have taken place and we've had some announcement that there's been a Ponzi scheme and the financial and the racketeering aspect of the world's political system, and those individuals are being removed from positions of responsibility. What are some of the next steps? I mean, we have to clean up the air. We're going to have help from the Galactic Federation in certain technologies, but what changes do you think people can prepare for? We have to prepare for change, but some guidance for some of the groups are like, well, what should we be doing? I mean, what would you suggest in what areas? I always suggest food production, alternative energy. I mean, what other types of things are that people can do?
First, we will have the reset of the financial system. And when we go through this transition period, which will be maybe 1 or 2 weeks, we are starting to build anew with a tremendous amount of money released. There will be many creative projects in various areas. For example, free energy, advanced technology, this will be one of the top priorities to completely change the energy system on the planet, that we go away from oil consumption into a free energy which is completely environmentally friendly, and then also first to feed the poor, give them shelter, and then to expand and develop the infrastructure on the planet, the way people move from one point to another, instead of those old cars that we have now, those this antediluvian technology will have more advanced forms of transportation, and of course to work on awakening of the masses, to educate the masses, to bring them evidence of what was going on the planet, what is going on the planet, and what will be happening on the planet, and then to prepare for the first contact, to prepare humanity for the society to be included into the galactic society. And all those changes will be very exciting, but also a little bit stressful, because it will be a big change, a very positive one, but for human beings they will need to take some time to integrate, because they have never experienced something like that in their own lives. And many people are not that easy to change. They are not that easy, it's not so easy for them to adapt to that kind of changes, but it will be definitely easier after some time than what they're experiencing now.
Yeah, it seems people, you know, what about the people who are working for Monsanto? What about the people who are working in unhealthy food things? We're going to have to, the prosperity funds will, there's actually probably going to have to be some sort of process to transition people into new careers, because many of our industries that are disharmonious will be stopped very quickly after the event. Is that correct?
Exactly. And it will be very easy to redirect those people to other occupations, because there will be so many new projects, so many new, it will be a big boost for economy and for many projects that will be taking place after the event, and there will be a lot of work available, and because there will be more abundance, it will not be required for people to have this slavery situation every day from 9-to-5 jobs. It will be much more creative, and a lot of work that is done now will be redundant, because a lot of the work which is happening now, it is just to maintain the illusion of the matrix, the illusion of the old system. So I would say,
yeah, so many people were just
human activity is just intended to maintain the matrix, and this will all be gone.
Yeah, it's yeah, lots of big changes there. I'm kind of curious. It seems as though I'm seeing so many people within the military now and the political infrastructure abandoning and talking about the Federal Reserve. It seems as though there is a large amount of information, even filtering through in mainstream, slipping out now, about the negative nature of the banking system, helping people prepare for the shutdown of the banking system, which triggers the event. Can you speak? Some people say, well, what gives the ETs the right to come here? And could you talk a little bit about the Galactic Codex and what has been going on? We've had genetic altering of the species through fluoride, insecticides, pesticides, chemicals, HARP, chemtrails, reverse engineered viruses, vaccinations, the list goes on and on, electronic harassment. Could you talk a little bit about the Galactic Codex and how the universe as one giant family comes to the aid of these millions of planets? And it's hard to believe in some sense, but you're telling us that we're the last planet to be liberated, and is that in our galaxy or in all galaxies?
Anywhere. You see, this infection of darkness was just limited to this galaxy, and to a certain degree to the Andromeda galaxy and some other galaxies in the local cluster. So it was a local event, if we speak from the perspective of the cosmic scale. And it's the last planet, and everywhere else in the universe, love is the underlying reality. It is the basis of all relations. It is something so natural that it is hard for them to imagine the place
yeah.
where Earth exists. It is hard for them to relate to a reality like this. And this is one of the huge problems of connecting with extraterrestrial races, because it's hard for them to understand what is going on here. So the Galactic Codex is actually a codex of ethics which regulates all the activities especially in relation to the planet like this one, which has to be liberated. And part of that codex states that the galactic forces of light have a right to intervene if the local population calls upon their assistance. And this is what's happening now. We had many petitions, especially last year, for the galactic forces to arrive and take some action. And this is exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know.
But it has to happen in a way that will be safe for humanity, because the dark forces, the Cabal, is still holding humanity hostage. And for example, if the Pleiadians would land today, the Cabal would just go crazy and start killing
people. Yeah, Cobra, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on a second. JP?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, he's breaking up quite a bit there. Can you check that out for a little bit? I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then we're going to come back. But so
he's Rob, he's solid on my end, actually. So if things are breaking up, it may mean that you've got some background noise on your end.
I have none because I'm on a really good microphone.
Well, sometimes the really good microphone can pick up things that you don't expect. Try muting your mic if you're listening, and it might not break up so much. But it is. I'll give him a little boost though, and turn up his sound. So I'm going back in the background. I've just cranked you up a little bit and turned up some mid range there, Cobra.
Okay. All right. So. Can you all hear me now, yeah? Okay. Cobra, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's much better. Okay. So we had a little mid-range there. So you were talking about the event, and could you go back into explaining the reason that they cannot come in any sooner?
It is because the Cabal still holds humanity hostage. And it means that if, for example, the Pleiadians won't land right now, the Cabal would go crazy and start killing people en masse. So therefore, the Galactic Confederation needs to have a tactical approach, and it does have that, and they are preparing everything on the planet for that first contact. And the first prerequisite for this is the Cabal is removed. And the Cabal will be removed from power when the situation is ready. This is 100% sure, I can guarantee you that. But when this will happen, I cannot say. Because there are many factors involved, and the most important factor is the removal of the non-physical negative entities, because those entities are influencing human behavior dramatically. And people are not realizing how much of their behavior is externally conditioned. And this needs to be taken care of before any serious action is taken on the physical plane.
Yes, humanity ultimately, though, is still responsible and literally has its own choice and decision on how they act, but things are very clearly being influenced.
Yes, people have their free will decision and free will choice, but they are not exercising their free will. So more people are aware of this fact, and more people start exercising their free will, the sooner the event will happen.
Well, clearly that's what everyone is wanting to know, what to do and where to go. And I've always told people, you know, where's the answer? I always tell them to look in the mirror. And that brings me to another very important thing that I wanted to bring out in the show is, if you could talk about, just, we're always talking about the event and the external material world, and everyone always wants to know about the money and the financial system. I want to break away from that line of questioning with you, because you wrote a beautiful article, an update on the planetary financial situation at portal2012.blogspot. Also like to remind you, my website is called thepromiserevealed.com. And I'd like to ask you, spiritually, what are some of the practices? I mean, I know we do the weekly meditation. Are there any other type of with the goddess meditation? You have some toning, but can you talk a little bit about some of the things that will raise your vibration, and maybe even talk, let's talk about tachyons, but first maybe about in a personal meditation, spiritual vibration lifting. What could we do?
Rob, I cannot hear you.
You can't hear me? You can't hear me now?
I cannot hear you. No.
That's very odd. Cobra, can you hear me?
Yeah, JP, it's definitely on your end. You're breaking up.
Well, maybe that I'm being broken up between you and here. Because both of you guys are coming through clearly as Bell. Cobra, can I try and call you back in a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll just hang up on Cobra.
Yeah, we're gonna redo that. Anyway, in the meantime, folks.
Well, take a second, Rob. There we go. Cobra, you're back now.
Yes.
Can Rob speak a little bit and see if Cobra can still hear you, and then pause.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, he's not breaking up so much. So let's go forward again. Cobra, what are some of the great spiritual techniques that you feel a daily meditation following your specific meditation on the weekend? Are there any other meditations or exercises or Tai Chi or anything that you recommend, the rainbow meditation or anything like that on a personal level?
Cobra, he was asking if you had any special meditations for people to do.
Can you repeat your question because I did not hear anything?
Yeah, he's breaking up again, JP.
Yeah, I know. It's not my fault, and it's not. I'm just telling you. Yeah, basically, Cobra, Rob was asking you if there were any special meditation techniques. Perhaps, Rob, if you spoke a little slower, it would help.
Okay, so we have our weekly liberation meditation, and the purpose of that meditation is to assist in the planetary liberation. And we have the goddess meditation, which deepens that and connects you with the goddess presence. But for individual techniques, I will not give any advice. People need to go inside and listen to their own inner guidance, what to do with their own spiritual life.
Okay. The other thing I'd like you to talk about is raising the body's vibration. Let's talk about tachyons. Can you explain a little bit about tachyons versus prana? Because for me, that was something new when you explained it to me. And everyone knows about prana and the life force field in the body. And you were explaining that there's tachyons. There's not very many tachyons on the planet because of the, I guess we call them the dark force, have a matrix of blocking it. Can you explain about what tachyons are and how you can infuse tachyons into more tachyons down here? What are tachyons?
Okay, tachyons are subatomic particles that travel faster than light and are actually the first form of energy or matter which was created after the creation of the universe. And the universe is abundant with tachyons, but this planet has a special membrane around it, which absorbs the tachyons. And so there are not many of those particles on the planet, and this is one of the core reasons people get sick, because there's a lack of tachyons in their body. And I have been guided by the Pleiadians to create and construct a special chamber which can access those tachyons through a hyperdimensional wormhole. And we have also created companies together with some people which are part of the so-called Phoenix Group, and we are now developing those technologies to be accessible to people. You can just check the website tachyonis, tachyonis.org, and you have everything there. You have every explanation about tachyons, what they are, what they do, and you can also learn about new technologies. And there are also some products there that can help you with your health and restore your balance. But generally speaking, after the time of the event, tachyons will be much more present on the surface of the planet because the veil will be removed. And the planet will be able to access galactic energies directly.
And will this galactic energy, will this kind of happen all at once? Or this is basically the whole time, I guess, since the harmonic convergence, that Jorge Arguelles talked about in 1987, there seems to be a continual increase in incremental vibrational upliftment. We could call it compression, breakthrough, as you say. But also, many people talk about, someone today asked me, are we in the fifth dimension? And I said, well, our consciousness is in all dimensions, but the human, we're still completely in the third physical dimension. We have certain aspects and observances, and we're being influenced by the higher dimensions. Can you talk about the Earth being in the first or the third dimension, and the ascension process, and what that means? And that's not going to happen overnight. That's a gradual process, correct?
It's a gradual process. It's a gradual process, individually speaking and planetary speaking. And the event is just the biggest quantum leap inside that process. And actually, at the time of the event, the real ascension process will only start, because the conditions will be right. The conditions now are not yet ready, because the etheric plane is not clear. And it's not easy to raise the vibrational frequency of people in that kind of environment. So, actually, that process started already in 1965, and the harmonic convergence in 1987 was a big quantum leap also. It was the first time that the third and the fourth dimensions were connected. And then we went beyond that, and now we have a direct link between the third dimension and all higher dimensions established on the planet. And for that reason, all this process is even possible. And it's true, yes, our physical body is still the third dimension, but our consciousness can expand far beyond our physical body, far beyond our etheric body, our emotions, our mind.
Yes,
there is no limit.
I'm still having a little trouble hearing him.
Can I recommend, Rob, that when you aren't speaking, that you mute your mic?
I've muted it.
And perhaps, Cobra, if you could speak a little slower, because the voice changer garbles your voice, and if you speak very quickly, it'll mangle it a bit further.
Okay,
so we've talked about raising your vibration through meditation and through the technologies of the tachyons and the energy chambers. Could you talk a little bit about the current political situation, what is going on in Syria? That seems to be off the radar. They've been pumping up these shootings in Kenya, and the other one, of course, in the Navy Yard. Can you talk a little bit about, is the Syrian process calmed down? What is the situation going on in the Middle East in these particular power plays that are moving forward at this time?
As a result of our mass meditation, we had a huge meditation on 25th of August, the Peace Portal. We had, I think, around a quarter of a million people joining our efforts. The situation in Syria has been resolved quite successfully in the next weeks after that that Peace Portal activation. So now the situation looks much, much, much better.
Okay, in regards to the financial situation, I guess it, you know, they've been doing this manipulation, and it reached an all-time high and a complete fall. Is there any possibility of a peaceful changeover to the system, or is it absolutely going to have to, with the government in America, I don't know if it's being played up over there, but the American government now, is they're fighting over Obamacare is the reason, and they're shutting down. Could you give us a little behind the scenes? What's really at play here in the bankrupt of the government and the continued efforts for the Ponzi scheme, creating more debt?
Well, the situation about the financial system is that this financial system is getting more and more unstable, and this shutdown of government in the short term will do nothing drastic, but in long term, if it goes on for much longer than a month, this can create serious disbalances in the financial system. From one perspective, that is good, because it can speed up the event, but if this happens too fast, it can be quite a chaotic and not balanced process.
Yeah. It just seems like it's a never-ending show there. And I think, is there anything that you can recommend for those people out there who are going through tremendous financial hardship and having difficulties finding a job? I mean, is there some sort of I think you recommend that people take their money out of the banking system. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And yeah,
also
that will
lessen your attachments to the system, to be more self-reliant and find alternative ways of manifesting money.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Can you talk about what you would like to see amongst the people who are listening to your blog, who relate and resonate to your message? When the banks do close down, I know we're going to be coordinating a lot of information on prepareforchange.net, but could you talk about what you'd like to see going on with people around the planet at that time? We have a community leaders brief, and we're going to have that link to the site, but can you talk about what you would like the grassroots public to understand at the time of the event when the banks and everything closed down? We can expect some announcements on the world's media in regards to the event.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, but I would ask everybody to educate yourself beforehand, because at the time of the event, there will be many disturbed people, and you will be able to calm them down by explaining to them firsthand with your knowledge what's going on. So I would just ask, go to my blog, just Google Cobra Portal 2012. You will find the blog and read the information there, study it. And the second phase is to start forming event support groups, and those event support groups will be contacted most likely at the time of the event and will receive instructions what to do to ease the transition. So these are two very important points in preparing the planet for the event.
Well, it would seem, clearly I've been privy to information from certain individuals in the last 35 years of my life, that there have been many people who have been contacted within the world's, let's say, societal infrastructure, and who have had ongoing contacts and exchanges with extraterrestrials. They've remained completely silent. Their wives and families don't know about it. So it seems as though that there must be quite a few people in positions of responsibility within our world's even financial sectors that are prepared to support this grand change. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I guess for those of us who aren't in direct contact and who aren't in positions to actually be doing that, we can learn as much as we can, and I guess we have to follow our hearts and move into an area of service that resonates with us. I wanted to do a quick announcement. Maybe you could tell people we do have a blueprint for the support group meetings, but can you tell, aside from the weekly meditation, and we've recommended people get together and introduce themselves and talk about why they want change on the planet and how to peacefully and nonviolently create a new society amongst themselves, can you offer some suggestions to people who are having meetings after they open their home and invite people in? What are some of the things that you can imagine or envision or maybe suggest for them? We know we want everyone to be on their own, but if someone's having a meeting in their home, can you kind of give a straight from your viewpoint some guidelines about the leading the meeting and the meditation and anything else that you might encourage them to do?
Well, it's a matter of maintaining the group energy before the event happens. So you can, apart from the routine meditation, you can include discussion, your own individual preparedness and group preparedness, and devising strategies what the group will do at the time of the event.
So you actually want these groups to work together to act as a force to help educate people to not panic and understand what's taking place. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
And of course, I'm going to repeat for him, but preparedness, he recommends at least always keeping half a tank of gas, plenty of water, some extra food. And we anticipate that the light forces within the world's military and police forces that are enacting these arrests, of the lawful, just arrests of these criminals, that the main power structure, gasoline, electricity, and internet is intended to stay online. That's correct, although, isn't it?
In most cases, yes. But I cannot guarantee for every specific city or location on the planet, I cannot guarantee that. But most situations will be quite okay.
Okay. Well, that's really good to know. I wanted to ask you another question people have asked me. Exactly what is a vortex and what is a portal? And I know there's various portal points, as pointed out by J.J. Hertak in The Keys of Enoch. I know there's one in Mount Shasta. There's various places on the planet. Can you explain a little bit to people about, I guess some people call them ley lines, power points, acupuncture points of the planet. Can you explain what's taking place and how the, what is the port, like the portal activation that we did in Egypt on December 21st? Can you explain about a portal and what a portal activation is?
Again, I will go here very briefly because I don't want to go into too much details. A portal is an intersection between two or more ley lines, two or more energetic meridians. And when they intersect, they create a special energy formation, which is actually a doorway into higher dimensions. And if that doorway is in a very special structure, a vortex-like structure, it's called a vortex. And those special energy points are very important because they influence the whole energy grid around them. And by proper activation of those portals and vortexes, we can trigger long-lasting changes on the planet that can influence the global situation.
Okay, that's exactly what I understood from Fred Bell. I guess this must be a very Pleiadian type of technology, because the pyramids and the crystals and the lasers, as I've been told, and the tachyon chambers that you have and the tachyon energies, in conjunction with human awareness, invocation of the light or prayer in these vortexes, seems to be one of the primary ideas of helping to speed up the healing of the planet, is through affecting, I guess, these, we could call them central points of interdimensional communication. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I guess we can encourage our groups to go out to different places. And speaking of that, I was asked to read a little something here, and maybe you could add something else to encourage people. But we wanted some people, you people, to know that there's people working closely with Cobra who are making a trip to heal and activate a key energy trigger zone at Cobra's request in a classified location. The Sacred Earth Liberation Project, sacredliberation.org, will liberate a major vortex. It's been a source of ongoing violence for decades. We'll finish that up in just a second. We're going to take a quick break.
Message. Washington.
Well, that would be me, Wild Bill Samsel, your host of the Samsel Report. Join me for Wild Bill's Headline Roundup every Saturday night, right here on Revolution Radio.
Gentlemen, this is a test. Moments such as these are matters of faith. To fail is to invite doubt into everything we believe, everything that we have fought for. Doubt will plunge this country back into chaos, and I will not let that happen. Gentlemen, I want the terrorist found, and I want him to understand what terror really means.
Are you aware of all the poisons you face today? From the fluoride in the drinking water to preservatives in the food you eat. Join Sally O'Cordy for Banned Vaccines 2013 as she and her guests inform you of all the toxins you're not aware of, like those in the syringe a doctor offers you as treatment. Mothers are so good about checking food labels for the ingredients in something they're going to fix for dinner. How much do you know about ingredients in the vaccine your child is about to get injected with? Remember, death starts at the end of a needle.
Welcome to a new experience at Revolution Radio. Fridays 2 to 4pm, Tertiary Vision with Alex and Leia. We'll deeply explore topical issues affecting everyone on the planet. We'll research given narratives and subject matter with a view to crafting such info in a manner that we hope will be digestible and interesting. It's easy to give opinions, but what really lies beneath the surface? What are we really seeing in the world, and what does it mean? So, take this walk with us, Alex and Leia. Tertiary Vision. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
We find that we detect people.
Even if you had the password, it'd take you 10 minutes to get in, and you still gotta find the files.
Every Monday,
we demand free access.
Started learning codes that night
from 2 to 4 p.m.
The idea of having your own computer, a personal computer, is inconceivable.
Join me as we progress to high quality information in all fields. From hacking news to world important issues, across the stream of verbal nonsense. There is only one choice. One chance. So tune in to the internet and beyond with Count Fosto. Only on Revolution Radio.
You think this bad neighborhood is bad neighborhood?
Enjoy your
extra big ass fries!
You didn't give me no fries, I got an empty box.
Would you like another?
Extra big ass fries!
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
no,
a purchase.
No, no!
I'm sorry you're having
come on!
Trouble.
My kids are starving!
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
You need some more speed records in this day and age. You need coverage.
Coverage? Well, you mean them little root weevils that crawl around popping off cameras in your face?
And those root weevils write history.
Many of you know that quote by Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. Well, you can, and Event Horizons will give you those truths. So when you're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore, from that memorable scene in Network, you'll know just what to do. We will draw you in and become your news addiction at Event Horizons. Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time at freedomslips.com. At Revolution Radio, our world team members are Dennis Fecho, John Ilias, David Dunger, Hila Kass, MD, Melanie Richton, Jim Mars, Paula Harris, John Trallo, Maria Payan, Christopher Husser, DODDS, Jonathan Orchard, and me, your anchor, Dr. Robin Falco.
If you decide not to volunteer, it will not be held against you in any way.
Sounds dangerous.
It is.
Very dangerous.
Count me in.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio. Listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming in and back to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com on the Victory of the Light show. I'm Rob Potter, your host. We got JP, our producer here, who's kindly stepping in, and we're doing, it's kind of a triangulation thing here with my voice and Cobra, and I understand that you guys can hear each other, hear him pretty well, but he and I are breaking up a little bit due to some technical issues. I guess the Skype is a little iffy. It may be sunspots, or we don't know, but we're back online. Hopefully we're going to be a little clear here. We were talking, Cobra's been giving us some great information. I kind of went off the track from what's going on in the world so much everywhere. I wanted to get a little more into the spiritual side of the meditation and get some good positive suggestions from him about what we can do in our personal lives and how we can get moving here. And we were talking about what portals were, and we have a group that's doing a portal activation in an undisclosed location, and there's lots of negative entities there, Cobra. Can you talk a little bit about that and what this particular vortex is and why it's so important that we get these type of spiritual invocation people down there?
Well, I cannot speak about that particular vortex yet. I will speak in detail after the mission is complete.
Okay.
Before the mission is complete, I will not say anything. I will just inspire those people to do their job. It's a very important mission, and it can really influence, it can have a big influence on the state of affairs, especially on the energetic planes.
Well, that's good. And so any of you out there, whoever your own vortex is, if you can take those words to heart here, everyone in every position on every planet, in every room, in every house, in every mind, in every body, if you take the responsibility of invoking the light into your consciousness, it's going to be a good thing. Obviously, in sacred sites and power vortexes that are known. I recently just got back from Bosnia with J.J. Hertek there, and he was very adamant that there is actually a cabal-controlled intent and plans to destroy vortexes and sacred sites that actually have ancient information of man's connection to the sacred brotherhoods and the space people of light. Can you talk a little bit about those sacred sites and what they mean to the planet?
As I said, every vortex, every sacred site is a very important part of the energy grid around the planet. And the energy grid around the planet determines to a great deal what happens on the surface of this planet. So whoever has access to that sacred spot actually can influence the events. And the cabal will not be able to control them. Actually, they're losing them daily. So there is more and more light present on those sacred spots, and this will lead towards the final liberation of the planet.
Can you talk about HARP? Some people were in some of the carrier waves there. They still have some sort of electronic carrier waves that's going on the power lines into the homes. But you've told us that HARP is completely shut down now. There's no more manipulation.
The physical HARP is shut down, but the etheric HARP is not completely shut down. And anyway, you don't need a physical machine to produce scalar standing waves. It is enough to have an etheric electromagnetic chamber which emits the right frequency, and you have the same effect. And this is exactly what's happened.
So can you talk about an etheric electromagnetic chamber that the cabal has and how they're doing it?
It's part of the Oracle Network. It's actually a hyperdimensional wormhole or a string which connects the implants between people. And all those strings are quantumly entangled in a way that creates a hyperdimensional standing wave, which is ever-present. I would say not ever-present forever, but for the time being on the etheric plane.
That's very good. I'm really glad you clarified that, because that's a lot of how the planet has been hijacked, is through the manipulation of the vortexes through an etheric electromagnetic technology that uses quantum entanglement into every human aura on the planet. Is that correct?
In a way, yes. Not to the whole aura, but to the certain energetic spots in the world. That's for sure.
Okay, good. So that can explain to people that we actually have an invisible, it's not a physical HARP, it's actually a hyperdimensional Archon-controlled etheric HARP. You know, there's a lot of haters out there, and, you know, we expect a lot of trolls coming in and saying things. I understand I'm not paying attention to the chat room, but, you know, what really warmed the cockles of my heart when I was in Bosnia was all the talk about the Syrian war and the chemical warfare. And you have to know that there's a lot of kudos. A lot of people came around to me and said, your man Cobra was right. There is not going to be a war in Syria, and that your intelligence was correct when many, many people felt it was a hopeless case and situation. I had faith that your intelligence is correct, and it's really good that you've been borne out in that positive thing. Can you tell us in regards to any of these other attempts for these small skirmishes? Are we going to be limited to minor false flags? Is most of the war situation, I know they're trying to ignite fires all over the planet on that level, but the resistance has this in hand. We won't expect much more in the way of large military actions anymore, will we?
Well, the Kabalski has one plan which they haven't used, and that is they will try to trigger conflict through Israel. That's their last option. And of course it will not succeed.
Right, so their last plan is to trigger some sort of false flag, possibly a small-scale nuclear bomb or something in Israel?
Most likely it will happen through chemical weapons. They will try to create a conflict between Syria and Israel. This is their plan, at least. And they won't be able to be successful.
Benjamin Fulford talked about the possibility of Hoover Dam being exploded. That's a pretty huge... Yeah, I felt that was a pretty high catastrophe level false flag. I mean, I guess it's hard for us to relate to, but when people think, okay, if they can stop that, why can't they stop the false flag Navy Yard shooting and stuff like that? I mean, I guess it's a gradient thing. I mean, lives are still lost. This is a big thing that people say. If they stop that, why don't they stop that?
It is still a free will universe, and they cannot control actions of every human being.
Right, but like a major nuclear bomb type situation or a attempt now to create wars. They haven't interfered in any wars in the past, really. I mean, they're always working behind the scenes to mitigate and to limit it, but to actually be shutting down the actual... attempt to create this war is a big step for them, isn't it?
It is, because there is enough support in the consciousness on the surface of the planet. And this is the reason why mass meditations are so important, because they can really change things.
Yeah, people's awareness of what's going on. I have people all over who, you know, they're not into my extraterrestrial information or stuff like that, but they're really into the nuts and bolts and what's going to happen. And I tell them, you know, there's plans coming, and there's good people, white hats, not former white hats, but real white hats, current white hats, the real deal, not people who just say lies and make things up, but people who are actually involved in the military and enforcing the law, that are actually doing things. We owe a great debt of gratitude to those people, don't we, Cobra?
Yes, that's true.
Is there any way that a general populace person who may not, besides the meditation, that you think people can help their friends and neighbors wake up? So many people are telling me, my family doesn't get it, my husband doesn't get it. I met these wonderful people in Bosnia from all over, and every single one of them, they almost to a T, there's a few that had support, but almost all the people seemed to felt like they were just resigned, that they had kind of lost a part of their life, whether it was their husband or their family. Is there some sort of, I guess it'll be kind of like I told you so at some point, but the reconciliation and something to strengthen and buttress those people who are facing all of the doubts. It resonates to them, but they don't really know, and their families are beating them down about what they're doing. And what would you say to those people?
First, don't try to awaken people that are not ready to be awakened. Focus more upon reaching out to those who are ready and willing to awaken. And that might not be your immediate family, that might not be your immediate friends or husbands or children. There might be people who are maybe in your social network, maybe on your Facebook page, or maybe in some of the groups that you know. And connect more with those kinds of people, and then you will have a stronger feeling of support.
Yeah, there's a great family here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Again, I want to thank you. I have to remind you all again, this is a listener-supported radio station. And all of us devote our time for free, especially people like JP, Monster, Cat, Nighthawk. It's all donated time. We do need to keep the lights on and keep the servers up and running. So again, we ask you to make a donation. I'm kind of listener-supported myself. My site, thepromisedrevealed.com, I do have some great products there. I'm particularly proud of a new 9-foot sleeping pyramid system, which is a mini portal there. You can check that out. You guys have any questions about the Prepare for Change site? As I said before, we're going to go through some big language upgrades. You're going to see a slightly new look. We're getting things up slowly there, but pretty soon... we're going to take you on how to join up and create your own group on a Sunday for the meditation to support Cobra in this.
Okay, I will have to go very soon, so maybe we have 5 more minutes. So if you have any questions before we finish.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that, so I was trying to kind of lead into that. So I wanted to ask you, hello, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I got a little disconnected there. So I guess, Cobra, I guess I want to thank you for coming on, and I'm sorry for a little bit of technical problems there. JP, you've been following the Cobra stuff, and you very kindly asked to come on. I thought I would let you ask a question here and see if you had anything that you might want to ask Cobra yourself.
sorry, a bit on the spot there. Greetings, Cobra. Hello, how are you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to another European. I suppose what would be the question that I'd like to ask? The Titans, the giants of old, you know, the Anunnaki, the fallen angels, whoever they're supposed to were. Was there a kind of plan that they were going to be returning at this time, and was it a time to kind of arrest a lot of them or something?
Well, nobody's returning because the whole universe has been liberated. So those who are here, and those who are good guys are going to win, and the bad guys are going to lose. That's the simple story.
Okay, thanks very much.
Cobra, I guess I'm going to ask you one more question there, and I guess that question would be, could you please clear up the misconceptions about Planet X and all of that stuff that's going on the internet? Is that real or not?
Well, Planet X does exist, but it's nothing like Sitchin was saying. It is not Nibiru. Nibiru does not exist in that way that he was presenting. But there is an actual planet which is orbiting this sun in a far out orbit. And this planet is actually the original planet that the resistance movement came from.
Yeah, I know that. I was just wanted to clear that up. Anyway, I thank you very much for coming on. You can always check out Cobra's website. It's 2012portal.blogspot. And we thank you, Cobra. We'll when we get to Prepare for Change, get that language thing set up, we're going to do a little more and talk about that. So thank you very much for coming on, and we'll talk again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks, I'd like to thank you all for hanging in there. We did have a three-way thing with a little bit of Skype stuff going on. I did want to mention about that group that's going to Congo. I'm just going to finish what they had written here. The Sacred Earth Liberation Project, sacredearthliberation.org, will liberate a major vortex which has been a source of ongoing violence for decades. It's almost 12 miles wide, and its liberation and reactivation will deprive the cabal of very large energy supply, helping to clear the etheric planes of negative entities in preparation for the event. Lawlessness in this area has provided the cabal with massive opportunities to increase their control over the world's money supply. Atrocities against women and children are ongoing. After the vortex has been fully liberated, great quantities of goddess energy will be released from the earth. Sometimes this energy can spurt out from the vortex like a geyser or a fountain, and other times it slowly oozes out to fill the entire surrounding area. In order for the team to undertake this trip, it says they need some financial support from interested light workers, since the vortex is in a remote and somewhat dangerous location. So, just so you know, folks, I'm actually not in on that crew. It sounds like fun. I'd like to go. I've had my share of vortexes going on this year. Also, for those of you who have stepped up and created some, I guess we'll call it events or Sunday meetups, I'm going to be happy to announce them. I know there's a friend of mine named, I'm just going to call her Carolyn down in Tampa. I think she's getting one started. You can look up her on Meetup through the Prepare for Change site. That's going to be going on soon. And my friend Eduardo in Los Angeles, every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 4530 Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, California, 90022. There's a council meeting, which is basically a meditation in a group. So I guess we kind of I can kind of wrap up the information there for the Cobra and the portal thing there. We had a little bit of an issue here today with some of the sound, but we got some good information from Cobra that you don't normally get, and a lot of it's very positive. So I wanted you all to kind of hear it from the horse's mouth there, that the rest of the universe has been cleared up. There are no Anokai coming, that there's some major movement taking place now. These archons must hide in these little wormholes on the etheric plane. They've been compressed out of the astral planes now. So there's some tremendous progress, and it looks like things are getting a lot better on the planet. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Dr. Frank Strange's. I promised to reveal a location of one of the spaceships every now and then, of the Victor class spaceships. So I want to tell you a little bit about them. There are 103 Victor class spacecraft that are on or near the surface of the Earth, and they've been active between some 287 locations. The first Victor class ship visited Earth approximately 5,948 years ago, and the second was 2,925 years ago. The third, over 2,000 years ago at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. Following were about 27 visits, many ongoing until 1905, when Albert Einstein's four papers quickened the need for surveillance of technical development. Deployment reached the present 103, that's in 1981, during the peak threat of nuclear war. So these are the ships of the Solar Council of the Venusian fleet, and that's the little preamble to that. I'm going to talk about the Commander Valiant Thor's ship. I guess I already talked about that one last time, but I'll talk about a Victor class spacecraft here. This is directly from Spacecraft Over Earth by Dr. Frank Strange. He told me about this, and I had many personal conversations with him about the Venusians, or some of their, they're called the Hathors. Valiant Thor has a spaceship called Victor 1.
Rob, we have a call in, I think.
Oh, okay. I guess I could take a call in.
Let's see. Hello, area code 602. Hello, who am I speaking to? Who are we speaking to?
Hi, yeah, this is Cody Andrews.
Can you say that slowly, please?
Hey, Cody, what's up?
You guys taking phone calls?
Go for it, man. What do you want? How can I help you?
How's it going today, Rob? Thanks for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure, brother.
Thank you. I'd like to first thank you and Cobra for all your dedication and service to the liberation of our beautiful planet from the dark forces. It's truly amazing and inspiring in so many ways. So much universal love to both of you. My name is Cody Andrews, and I'm one of the New York State coordinators for PrepareForChange.net, and I'd like to give a little report on our New York State ground crew for Prepare for Change. Currently, we have 44 active members spread out around the beautiful state of New York, located in such areas as Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, New York, Babylon, New York, Massapequa, East Setauket, San Remo, Farmingville, East Meredith, Cortland, New York, Buffalo, Rochester, Hudson Valley, and Amsterdam, New York. We have support groups forming, and we are having meetings on Sundays around the state of New York, and we are asking any and all people who are interested in starting their own group or joining already existing groups to please go to prepareforchange.net to become a member of our support network. Or you can join our email list here in New York by emailing our collective at group3-subscribe@rochester-voice.com. After receiving your email, we will be in contact with you to link you to all the active ground crew members in the great state of New York. We are asking as many people to join as possible in our collective effort, for there can never be too many members assisting this beautiful transition. We need many more individuals to step forth and carry out their role, for when the event finally happens, there will be a lot of stress and confusion amongst humanity that will need to be alleviated. With that said, I would like to give a huge thank you to all the beautiful souls, all my brothers and sisters of light, who are currently incarnated on this planet at this present time, who are actively fulfilling their life's contracts and missions, liberating our beautiful planet from the tyranny and oppression from the dark forces. So thank you so very much. It's greatly appreciated. I know it's not been easy, but please stay positive. And with a little more patience and a little more hard work, we will begin to see immense changes transpiring this beautiful planet. So much universal love to you all, infinite blessings, and thank you so much, Robin Cobra. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Cody, that's awesome. Just so you know, folks, that was no pre-planned call or anything. That's a person out there who's been inspired by Cobra's work and the prepareforchange.net site, who is actually coordinating meetup groups. And, you know, we kind of, it's to make things clear, no one's following Cobra here as a personality. Cobra is an emissary of light. He's a brother, born on Earth like you and me, a good guy. He has a certain level of integrity and a spiritual development that he's able to be entrusted with certain information and to help transmit the truth to the people of what's going on behind the scenes. And Cody stepped forward here, telling us about his effort in, I guess, New York, Queens. They have a whole bunch of meetup groups. So,
yeah, it's all over New York State right now. Yeah,
yeah, that's great. So, are you the head New York State coordinator?
There's really no head. There's just it's a collective. So all of us are in this together. We're all taking on our role right now. So it's we are trying to unify things and. In a collective effort, but right now it is individual groups throughout the state that are coming together, and we have more and more members signing up each day. So, and obviously we need as many to join in on this effort, because it is going to be there are going to be massive changes. So we need everyone to step forth when they feel it is possible. So we do thank everyone for their effort, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your effort. I mean, none of us are getting paid here. It's it's a labor of love, and it's a faith, and it's kind of an out there thing. So at the time of the event, we decided to create what's called the Community Leaders Brief. And I just finished that thing. We had a couple people putting in some help. We came up with a final document there. And basically it's an explanation that we are hoping that all of the groups will download and have printed, and basically it's explaining the bank closures, because as far as the average populace, not people who listen to Revolution Radio, not people who are involved in the other radio, alternative radio stations, not people who know what's going on behind the scenes, not the spiritual groups, but for the average mainstream person who doesn't have a clue of what's going on, all they're going to know is the banks are closing, and their ATMs are not going to work, and they're going to panic a little bit. We want people to know that is how we cut off the cabal at the knees, is by closing their banking system, which gives them the power. Because without their money and their influence over people's lives, they're basically just people like you and me. But they're very organized, and they control a lot of hardware, a lot of systems, and they give a lot of orders to political infrastructure, and they control the companies that supply your food, air, water, communication, transportation. Everything is under their domination and control. And so for we the people to take it back, to not surrender, to establish freedom, that has to be shut down. And that is where the Galactic Federation comes in with their technology to completely control. It's child's play for them to shut down the central banking system and keep everything up and running. So the Community Leaders Brief, which we're hoping to bring out within the next 10 days in a fully functional online system to help people, Cody, like you and many others around the world, to coordinate and to make submissions on the page and ideas, and we can start this massive dialogue of a group hive mind of creating a new society without being violent. There is no negativity. There is no need to call each other names and to detract from each other's service, even if you disagree with it. The point is as long as you leave people alone to do and live their life freely, and you're not cussing and swearing, we want you involved in providing good information. So we have a submissions page on Prepare for Change. But the main function of the site is to create a static, kind of an etheric brain of communication where, you know, we have some leadership teams, but as you said, it's the hive mind we're going to be working off of. We're just going to facilitate the coordination of information flow. We're also going to be establishing social media links for people, and we're asking for people in different countries if they have good social media links to let us know and to actually go on and create a media link to the site so we can tweet amongst and Twitter or whatever they do, or in China it's WeChat or Facebook, information out there and say the event is taking place, this is what's happening. And for, I'll give you the essence of the community leader's brief. It's basically, look, please don't panic. This is a closing of the banks. The only money that will be available for a short period of time is that which is already in circulation. This is necessary to remove criminals who have created a rigged system, a Ponzi scheme, a racketeering operation, a conspiracy of central banks, the Federal Reserve, which has held the world hostage and drained the entire gross national product in a false matrix system. It's the root of the system. So that is all that's really taking place. There are other things, ramifications of this initial arrest, but the main thing we want them to know, Cody, is that it's a lawful arrest, and it will not only involve bankers in central banks, but certain players within the financial sector who move large amounts of money and control food, water, arms, and also those who are creating other criminal enterprises within the government. So there will be some major government criminals arrested. Recommendation, bad government officials, you know who you are. I would resign right now and try to get your house in order and be an honest person and start telling the truth about what you've been doing, because we know what you're up to, and there's plans to peacefully remove you lawfully. And that's what we want people to know. It's a lawful arrest process. Do you have any questions for me, Cody, about the community leader's brief or anything
I can actually help you? Actually, I do, because about a month ago, I've been trying to contact members of the Prepare for Change network regarding the community leaders' belief. Because about a month ago, maybe a little longer, I actually took the initiative and approached my town mayor and had a one-on-one meeting with him regarding the situation of the Planet Fish situation right now, and presented him with some information. And as he did listen intently, obviously there was massive amounts of confusion. He didn't really have too much to say, but I was planting the seed of truth for when the event does happen, he will then know that this is for real, that he knows who to call. I'm prepared to talk in front of the whole town about what is transpiring and what is going on. So obviously I gave him a bunch of information to look over, to digest on his own time, and he has my phone number, he has the website, he has all sorts of information. So the one thing I was interested in was the community leaders brief, so I could present that to him at the right moment in time. So, you know, you said about 10 days that'll be available. You said?
We're hoping it could be available earlier, but we want to get everything infrastructure. The intent is to have it on a separate site, because we feel that the information of the extraterrestrial galactic information isn't going to be necessary. That's going to be handled by the military white hats, the true white hats, not the former white hats. The ones that are actually involved. And I met one of those members when I was 22 years old. I've told that story before, but I know they exist. They have direct contact communication with extraterrestrials, and they work very diligently, secretly, behind the scenes to make sure things don't get out of hand. There is so much evidence amassed against the Clintons and the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Roves and the Rumsfelds and the blah, blah. I could just go on, but the evidence is there that people's jaws will drop when it's finally released, and it will come across on every TV channel. So we're intending for them to take over most of the information. If we go into the galactic presentation with the local mayors at this point, they're going to think we're woo-woo. If you're laying a seed, it doesn't matter. I mean, everyone has free will. But we didn't want to... So we're keeping a separate site, and we're just explaining it's a lawful arrest process, because that's the main thing that's going to affect people, is the shutting down of the banks. And when that opens up, there will be no more stock market. There will be no more credit cards. Everything's going to change. There will be allowances and prosperity funds. They have a very detailed plan in place to help us organically assimilate into a galactic society, which required healing of ourselves. So what was it? I mean, if you know, let's go on. You have a question directly about that. Say you're contacting the mayor and laid a seed there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was about a month and a half ago that I went down and had a one-on-one with him. And, you know, it was a good 20-minute conversation. It did go over well. You know, obviously there's, you know, I expected there to be plenty of confusion, which there was. But, you know, I know when the time is right and all this information is released via announcements, you know, all confusion will be alleviated, you know, then. So, you know, it's just at this point trying to get as many people on board as possible in our town, in our city. And, you know, just to alleviate as much confusion as possible before then. So, you know, when this does happen at the right time, it will happen. But, you know, until then, we're doing our best efforts to get the word out. So, you know, we are excited for the future. And, you know, we know the changes are coming here soon. So we're very appreciative of all of everyone's efforts here. So we just want to say thank you and just keep working hard. And we will get there together.
Thank you. And we don't know exactly. I personally, we take it on faith that what we're told and this information is true. I've been in the field for, you know, for almost 40 years now. And for me, it's made the most logical sense. I know that it's not, you're here today, next day you're in the 5D and you know, touching flowers and playing golden harps on fluffy clouds. As I said, I knew that this transition had to take place, and the actual process of the cleansing and the healing that needs to take place, and the forgiveness and the transition for these individuals who've been so fractured that they've been involved in these what we would call heinous acts against nature. Some of them, I guess, excuse me, will refuse to change their ways, but there's a process that's going to take place, and it's the emphasis for us is peaceful, nonviolent, aware, changing our thoughts, words, deeds, and actions to reflect a more holistic understanding and right relationship with nature itself. I mean, if you want to, some people don't like the word God, or, you know, I'm comfortable with it, but let's call it the natural order of the universe. So,
Rob?
One of your groups, Rob, there. Yes, sir.
We have another caller. Do you want to take them in?
Okay, let's take it. Thanks, Cody. But all right,
thank you, brother. We appreciate all your work and keep up the good fight, my friend.
All right,
thanks, Cody.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Much love to you.
All right. Okay, 760, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. This is Bill from Rhode Island. Bill Grant. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Bill. How's it going, buddy?
Good, good. I've been trying to call in for a while, but it kept disconnecting. I wanted to say hi to you and Cobra and to say keep up the good work. And I wanted your listeners to know, you know, I I bought one of your tachyon crystals from you and Cobra, and that thing is awesome. I mean, I just wanted to give you a testament because a few psychic friends of mine, they seen me holding it, and they're like, "What is that? That thing is screaming," and the things just scream, like they said, and it's just great. So I really advise everybody to grab them. But you know, I wanted to also the in chat, there was some people that read some things saying Cobra was taken over and killed like a year ago. So I wanted to also say no, I met Cobra with you. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. Yeah.
And these people need to know you can meet Cobra. You just have to go to the event. She's a great guy. You're a great guy. If they actually met you in person, they would have no doubt. Cobra is him and his wife, Isis, are great people. And Eduardo, you know, our friend Eduardo, great guy.
Yeah, he's super cool, isn't he? They're not married, by the way, but go ahead.
Oh, they seem like it.
Okay.
But, you know, they're just great people, and everybody needs to know that. He is not killed and taken over. If he was, you would feel it.
No, there's a disinformation by the disillusioned people who don't know what they're talking about, and we just have to ignore that kind of information. But, you know, and I swear to God, I did not tell you. He's talking about the tachyonized crystals, which I always do. I love crystals because Semyonov said they're the perfect synthesis of spirit and matter in zero time, and we are tachyonizing them, and I am using them in some of my products. So I appreciate that. That's not a paid infomercial. I didn't know you were calling. That's a true testimonial. And anyway, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'll let you get on with the show, but Rob, I'll get with you and Cobra eventually fairly soon. I'm finishing up removing those massive doors that have been blocking me. It's happening, and I have help coming on the way. So I'm going to get with you and Eduardo on that wind project we're talking about.
Yeah, we're gonna take care of that. So we have lots of good people around the world coordinating, and thank you for coming on, Bill. I appreciate it. So
no
that's
problem,
Bill.
Rob.
Yeah, that was Bill Grant. He was came to one of the Cobra conferences, and I've known him. He's a very positive young guy with a lot of good information, and there's a lot of people that are inspired by the positive message that Cobra's been putting forward. I was inspired by it. And, you know, on my radio, it says I'm the voice of the resistance. I am a voice of the resistance. I'm using my radio show a lot to help promote this Prepare for Change because I think it's important to the victory of the light of the planet. And I wanted to be able to answer questions and to help people coordinate. So it sounds like, you know, we have two people from back east there calling in. There's lots of people around the world who have volunteered and donated their time and translated the website into languages. People, I want to thank all of you people in the international teams who've never met us, who've heard the message, have been inspired, spent hours, weeks, months, days translating the content of the site. We're currently in a little bit of a transition. We had some language issues. We're getting some a little bit of IT help here in the back end, a little switch around, and we're going to be up and running. We're also having issues with numbers. We wanted to be able to take higher numbers of hits per day as the event draws nearer and the event takes place. So we're doing some host upgrades and stuff, but look for some good changes soon. We have teams working on it as we speak right now. So a lot of people are dedicating their time selflessly. We're not a cult. We don't ask you to join us. We ask you to participate, in awakening to the information that we're presenting. And the information that's presented from Cobra in a nutshell, I guess I'm going to go through this pretty quick here. But basically, as he said before, there was some sort of We can call it a rift in the Force. 7 million years ago, it infected millions of planets, and those planets have been healed and liberated over a period of time. Our planet is one of the last to be liberated. He says it's the very last. Like, you know, that may be true, but from my other contactee sources, that we are a very lone planet as far as the negativity here, and it's involving some hostile forces. These hostile forces need forgiveness and healing, not punishment. They may choose to alter their future existence. That's between them and their own awareness at some point. But we're going to do our best to peacefully, nonviolently expose the mold and the evil, the corruption in the world's financial and the political infrastructure, and hold those in the positions that have usurped them from truth accountable in a lawful arrest process, a nonviolent process with trained professional law enforcement officials within the military, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the NRO, all of those super secret groups. They have good guys out there too who have been watching what's taking place. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Bush family, originally are Nazis. George Bush Jr. is the most successful Nazi spy ever. He lived with Nikola Tesla and his father, who called himself Prescott Bush, but is really also George Scherf. So that information, it's going up on my website, thepromiserevealed.com. I also have all those tachyonized products available and some tachyonized crystals. It's true. But those things are simply tools and aids to help you understand your own spiritual consciousness, which will raise your own vibrational field. I want to go back to the Victor class ship. We were interrupted there, and I wanted to answer Cody one last thing, a thought there before I took the other caller, Bill. But I wanted to say, for those people who are in the meetup groups, we're going to ask you to, like Cody did, to get the location, phone numbers, email addresses of people in your local communities, even your county leaders. If you're in a large rural area, those in charge of the water, the electrical power lines, be aware of who to go to and who to talk to. And to prepare in your mind to educate yourself to what's taking place, and if the banks do close, to assure everyone that they're going to come back online and to watch the broadcast, you're going to start seeing some amazing information. There's going to be a lot of truth revealed about what's been taking place on the planet as far as criminal activities, that evidence will come forth that's undeniable. Trust me, the ETs and the Secret Service agents had photographs of the Bushes snorting cocaine, and there's a lot more horrible things than that. Wars, financials, how they steal the money, how the credit cards get given to them with no names on them. How does a guy go from having nothing to a president worth millions and millions of dollars on a $150,000 a year salary? So these things will all be explained and the truth will come out. So let's go into the Victor class spaceship once again. It's 300 feet in diameter. It's 22 feet high at the rim. It increases to 97 feet on its axis. At its rest, Earth weight is 1,170 tons. The permanent crew is 187. In a hundredth of a second, the craft can be rendered invisible. When visible, it is tangible and would be recognized as a familiar object. When invisible to both sight and the entire electromagnetic spectrum, it is also intangible or transparent to any object, people, vehicles, weapons, aircraft moving through it. A field can enshroud the spacecraft to repel, deflect, or absorb anything we can impose. This field is independent of the control of the invisibility. A dematerialization transport field with a range of 92 miles can move objects through intervening solid matter walls. Weight is no limitation. The process takes about 1/20th of a second. At 90 miles, the accuracy is 14 feet diameter. At 5 miles, 5 feet. At 1 mile, 1 foot. Generally, this transport field is not used for anything of Earth. A super audio video laser type camera, one might say, can observe detail activity through intervening matter with practically no range limitation regarding Earth usage. It can select up any person's actions and words. Ladies and gentlemen, I just described to you that that spaceship, from its position, can look anywhere inside the Earth or through the Earth, through any walls, and have absolute everything. So, you think NSA and the Echelon, the Galactics are watching everything with complete compassion, and this is a very interesting thing to understand, that they have a non-violation of interfering with someone's thoughts or private time. But if you're involved with naughty things and naughty materials, the Galactic Federation is monitoring those guys, as well as the good people. There's guarding and guiding angels, and as they just said, they could dematerialize you in a second if they wanted. They have tremendous technology on that level. So I'll finish up there. A person's thoughts can be detected and recorded up to 1,200 miles spherical radius from the spacecraft. Four classes of actions, words, and thoughts are under surveillance, those either destructive or constructive to either the spacecraft or the Earth. When prominent, these pop up above the general background of the mass, and about at this time that this book was written, about 444 persons are under this surveillance from Victor 1. 81% or 357 destructive to the spacecraft, 20 to the planet or 337, and 19% or 83 people constructive to the spacecraft, and 6 to the planet. So the spacecraft drive produces to offset the planetary gravitation, extreme hyperopic interstellar transport or time displacement, while assigned to Earth. Only the gravitational offset is used. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they have a group of people, both good and bad, that they monitor very closely at all the time. I'm going to just check the time here. We're getting close to my time, so I don't think I have time to go into the instrumentation class, but I'm going to give you the location of one of the spaceships. I'm going to talk about Victor 2. That's 55 miles east of Moscow, Russia, parked at 35,400 feet altitude. It's been at that particular site for 18 years, in the vicinity and the surveillance for 99 years. There are two instrumentation C-class ships, one north near Flesetsk, a major space launching site, and the other is west near the Gulf of Riga. So we are definitely under surveillance and observation in a positive and a compassionate way by our friendly interdimensional Galactic Federation of Free Worlds. And my friend and emissary of Light, Cobra, is here to help us understand that process. I thank you for listening today, and hopefully we'll have more information for you next week. Is Alfred Lamont Weber. Look forward to that one. Thank you so much. Revolution Radio, thepromiserevealed.com. Thank you, Nighthawk. JP, you're a saint.
Listening to Revolution Radio.